The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Things just keep getting crazier and crazier. Welcome to The Big Show. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio, streaming on Facebook Live. Let's talk about what's happening to our kids. And it is to our kids. It is certainly not for our kids. But you may recall that Jenny Durkin and all the politicians, they've talked about how one of the things they really want is universal pre-K. And I think if a parent wants to pay to put their kid in preschool, a parent should pay. But what universal pre-K is all about is our schools getting our children so that they can start brainwashing them at the earliest possible age. And what happened in the Seattle public schools is a classic example of all of this. Let us bring you our exclusive top story.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
A parent sent this to me. The parent wanted to stay anonymous, but because they know what the backlash will be. But at their child's Seattle public school, they were sent this attachment, this flyer. National Black Lives Matter at School Week. What is transgender and how can I be an ally? What grade do you think this is for? High school, right? Probably high school. Maybe middle school. No, this is for pre-K through grade 3. Pre-K. We're talking about 3 and 4 year old children. The theme is trans and queer affirming. Content standards. Understand there are many ways to express gender. Understand there is a range of gender roles and expression. Understand the importance of treating others with respect regarding gender expression. Is this a pre-K topic? Is this something that 3 and 4 year olds need to know about? After this lesson plan, students will know that gender expression is how a person presents to the world, hairstyle, what they wear, etc. When a person is able to express their gender in a way that makes sense to them, they are able to be who they are and feel happy. The skills students will be able to learn, understand the importance of accepting differences, discuss the negative impacts of bullying, and how to be an ally. Why is it important to accept people the way they want to be accepted? Why is it my responsibility to be an ally, and how can I do that? Now, again, 3 and 4 year olds is what we're talking about here. So then the lesson plan is make a Venn diagram, girl and boy, and show all the areas where they overlap. Then the teacher asks the 3 and 4 year olds, what makes a person a boy or a girl? Now, for 3 and 4 year olds, it's your chromosomes, your genitalia. And all of this nonsense about, oh, no, it's starting earlier and more kids. Now, this is outrageous propaganda when you start inculcating this in 3 and 4 year olds in the public schools. And then they ask the question, what makes a boy or a girl? And, of course, their answer is vastly different. You can't say chromosomes and genitalia is what makes a boy or a girl. Because you will be then an evil hater. And so we want, and by the way, this goes so far beyond this lesson plan too. But then they have the books that you're supposed to read, either Introducing Teddy or My Princess Boy. In My Princess Boy, then the prompt questions, what are some things that make Princess Boy special? How does it make Princess Boy feel when people laugh at him? Think of a time when someone laughed at you or made fun of something you liked. How did that make you feel? And so, again. Let's get a hold of the kids as early as possible. Let's start to teach them, encourage them to express in ways that are very different from their biology. We've got unbelievable numbers of unhappy kids who are turned to alcohol and drugs and suicide. And we talked about that last week. The more that we do along these lines, and the advocates of it say, oh, no, it's to keep these kids from going down self-destructive pathways. Now, we have a generation of absolutely lost kids because, above all else, kids like structure. Kids need structure in their life. And this notion that nothing is real, everything is illusory, that gender isn't boys or girls, but it's this infinite number of gradations in between. That is the message. Okay, so that's in the public schools. Then what happens in Olympia as we speak? What happened this weekend in Olympia? Well, let's say your teen, who's been hearing far left propaganda since they were 3 or 4 years old in school, and now they decide that, mom, dad, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. Or vice versa. Well, there is a bill in Olympia that the Democrats have passed out of the House. If your teen goes to the doctor without you knowing about it, but you get the bill, it's your insurance, you have to pay the copay, you have to be on the hook financially for this. But you cannot know what your child went to the doctor for here in Washington, if this bill passes. And again, this passed, I said the House, this passed the state Senate over the weekend. Republican Shelley Short says that is not right.
That's a huge issue of safety for our families and our children. If you can think of treatment and the parent wasn't aware that there may be follow-up complications or things they need to watch for, if the child doesn't tell the parent's not going to know what to watch for.
And she says that this is one of several bills in Olympia that is just specifically going after parental rights.
This is just insidious. It gets to the whole, you know, our kids, when they're 14, they should be able to do what they want, when they want, and not have to tell their parents about anything. Usually it's, quite frankly, tied to abortion and things like that.
And this is the trend line in our state. So let's get universal pre-K in. Let's start with a pre-K aimed curriculum to talk to kids about gender fluidity. And then if the kid's 13 and you know, she wants to have her breasts removed, or the boy wants to physically start becoming a woman or a girl, mom and dad don't even know about it. Government has control of your kids. Government has control of your kids' minds at school. They have control of your kids' body at the doctor's office. And that's what we are saying here. And again, the people who support this, this has become such an unbelievably leftist, radical legislature. And socialists doesn't even seem to do it justice. And we're talking about Marxism. So how did we get here? Well, again, the people who are attracted to all of this stuff are life's biggest losers. They are the people who say, yeah, I wouldn't know how to raise a kid anyway. I'll still crank them out, but I'll just have government. I'll have government tell them all about how boys are not boys in pre-K. Girls are not girls. And then when the kid decides to act on that a few years later, government will mandate that I have no parental rights, no say in this at all. This is happening right now in Canada, another socialist paradise, where a Canadian father is livid because the government has been giving his daughter testosterone and hormones so she can, against the dad's wishes, but with the assent of the government, because government has control now. Freedom is gone. And this is the end result of just the sheer number of losers here who can't even live their own life. So then when they have kids, they say, well, man, I got to have government take care of my kids' life too, because I'm not capable of it. And these are unbelievably dangerous times as government starts to take over. I mean, pre-K, that's the kind of stuff they're talking about. That is nothing but pure propaganda. And then they get to the teen years and parents' rights are gone. The kids can do whatever. The activists who have control of their mind for the last 10 years, that takes over everything. And this is, as I said, this goes way beyond socialism. We've become a Marxist state. I truly believe every step we're taking, from the skyrocketing taxes to just transfer money from your family to Olympia, taking away parental rights, teaching social justice radicalism for 3 and 4 years old, year olds. Yeah, that's a Marxist state. That's the goal. That's Saul Alinsky right there. You get hold of the kids, you control the kids, and you control the future. And we got a bunch of kids whose minds are being polluted